The world's glaciers are melting quickly. Scientists from the magazine Nature looked at 20 years of satellite data of the world's 220,000 mountain glaciers. They found that since 2015, glaciers have lost 298 billion metric tons of ice and snow per year. That is 31% more than 15 years ago, and enough ice melt to put Switzerland under 7.2 meters of water each year. Scientists say the melting is caused by climate change. They have long warned that warming temperatures are shrinking glaciers around the world. Romain Huguenet studies glaciers at ETH Zurich and the University of Toulouse in France. He led the report. The thinning rate of glaciers is twice as high as it was 20 years ago, and that's enormous, he said. Half of the world's glacier melt is in the United States and Canada. Alaska's melt rates are among the highest on the planet, Huguenet said. Alaska's Columbia Glacier is losing about 35 meters a year, he added. Almost all of the world's glaciers are melting. Even glaciers that used to be solid are now melting, such as ones in Tibet. The melting mirrors the worldwide increase in temperature and is from the burning of coal, oil, and gas, Huguenet said. Some smaller glaciers are totally lost. 2 years ago, scientists, activists, and government officials in Iceland even held a funeral for a small glacier. The study is the first to use satellite images to examine all of Earth's glaciers that are not connected to ice sheets in Greenland or the Antarctic. Past studies looked at just a small number of the world's glaciers. Shrinking glaciers are a problem for millions of people who use regular glacial melt for drinking water. Very fast melting can also cause deadly floods in places like India, Huguenet said. But the biggest threat to the world is rising sea levels. The world's oceans are already rising from climate change because water expands when it gets warmer. Glaciers are responsible for 21% of sea level rise. Melting ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica also cause sea level rise, but to a lesser amount. Mark Serez is director of the American National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado. He thinks sea level rise is going to be a bigger and bigger problem as we move through the 21st century. The NSIDC was not involved in the study. Scientists said that it could take tens or even hundreds of years to regrow melted glaciers. Twyla Moon studies glaciers at the NSIDC. She is not confident the glaciers can regrow, even if there is a worldwide reduction in emissions and the planet's temperature is controlled. We're at a point where we're trying to keep as much ice as possible and slow that rate of loss, she said. I'm Brian Lynn.